All right, what do we got going on here today? Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? We're very cultured here at Findy Subjects Podcast. We do some classical music in our speech. What's going on? I'm sitting here today. It is pouring outside. Yesterday, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about, they're like, you know, I know you're not always in a good mood, but you never really talk about that. Yesterday, I was in a funk, man. I had a bad day. Down and out. We get that way, right? What do I do normally to get out of that? We've talked about that before. I'm trying to be a little bit more active now. I always try to get outside first and foremost, each and every day. Even if it's just going somewhere and hanging out and sitting on a park bench, not eyeing anything strangely, but, you know, just kind of hanging outside and just taking it all in, right? Every day being a blessing and such. You know, I'm a mindful dude. I hope you get it as well about how fragile life is and how appreciative we should be each and every day. And that's hard when you got a lot going on in your life, right? But you got to kind of like compartmentalize your priorities and your problems. This is something that I kind of envision in my head when I got a lot going on. I picture this desk in front of me and it's just a mess, right? A myriad of problems and written down on pieces of paper, right? You can envision that, right? But what I try to do is try to organize those problems or those things. When I say problems, it could be something that's just bugging you just a little bit. So then what I try to do is compartmentalize. Important to like not really shouldn't be wasting my time thinking about it. And then that priority kind of goes on the top of the pile and the non-prioritized pieces of problems or worries go on the bottom, right? And so this way you're looking at the top number one priority in your life to take care of and address that situation. And you're not overwhelmed by everything sitting all over the place looking back at you, right? And in that way, sometimes there'll be like these moments in my life where I'll say, all right, this whole pile, you're going to the left or you're going to the right. You're just going to sit there for a while. And then I'm going to slide something else in front of me. And that could be anything. That could be taking a walk or just getting outside, just getting myself out of that situation where you're thinking about all the time, disconnecting to connect, right? Getting outside. I say that multiple times because to me, that's everything. I took a little walk yesterday and in this area, it's kind of congested. There's traffic. It's a very busy, hectic area here in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Just outside of the suburbs of Philadelphia. Well, we're in the suburbs, but just outside of the city border of Philadelphia. So it can still get congested. Your major roads are busy and such. But I go, you know, 15, 20 minutes west or east across the bridge into New Jersey or further out away from the Delaware County area. Suddenly it can get a lot more quiet. And so I did that yesterday and I was walking down this trail, actually a paved road that's all secluded just for bicycles only. But I'm walking down there and you could hear spring peepers, which are basically frogs. Just coming out for the springtime, and they're loud. They sing a little bit. In fact, let me see if I can pull this up for you. And it's funny the way the wind is blowing today. You can actually hear the traffic that's coming over from the highway. But I'll try to play this for you. It's just really cool when you hear these things just doing their song. Let's see if this worked. Hopefully it did. Pretty cool, huh? And then, I mean, you know, hold on, here we go. And that's it. Those are frogs. It's just kind of cool for me when I get away from it all to get into a place where I'm actually listening to nature, and that's all you can kind of hear. And to me, that is a therapy in and of itself. So I highly recommend folks to just get away from it a little bit sometimes. If you're overwhelmed with everything from technology, you know, always being connected. I disconnect to connect often. Of course, always be safe. Always let people know where you are and such. And ladies, all especially, just be careful out in this world. And I don't say that because you're not capable of taking care of yourself. I say that because I'm a father of daughters, and I always worry about them and my sisters and everybody, my wife, everybody. Just it's a busy, hectic, cruel world sometimes. But being that said, you got to take time for yourself and to, compartmentalize your priorities and your problems. And in that way, giving yourself a little bit of solace in your life. It's very important for you time. And so that's all this is about, is me sitting here today just thinking about that. I've actually made two podcasts prior to this, just sitting here having a conversation with you. Hopefully you enjoyed my laughter meditation one. There's a story behind that. A long time ago, I was in the band and did a lot of traveling up and down the East Coast and tour in a bus. I'm not going to call it a tour bus, but a hired bus. And one guy had this, hopefully you'll remember this toy, the laughing box that was in a bag. And you just press this button and this manic laugh would just continue and continue. And people have this funny response when they hear people laughing. You know, they suddenly are watching and are wondering, what are they laughing about? And suddenly you find yourself, you're just happy and laughing of their laughter. And it's contagious. And maybe it's because we don't hear people laughing as much as maybe we should or we would like to. So when you start hearing laughter, it's very contagious in that way. So I was remembering that time this guy played this on our bus. And before you know it, the entire bus was laughing at nothing. Literally at just this guy playing this sound laughter on the speaker of the bus announcing system. And it was just hysterical. So I thought doing that for you with yesterday's little 5-minute meditation of laughter would catch on to you, and hopefully it did. So, but that's it. Rainy, pouring day. Sun's always shining up above these clouds. You get funky sometimes, but when you do, you're not alone. And that's the whole thing about this podcast as well. Just letting you know that, yo, man, I get you. You know, we all get you here. We understand you're a human being. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. It's one day at a time, right? Tomorrow will be another day and another day after that. And just try to do something for you. Try to do something maybe that you always wanted to do. Sit down and write. Sit down and read. Learn something. Do something nice for somebody. You know, just appreciate the time that you have here. Or veg out and watch a movie. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Make you time. You don't always have to be so busy, you know, and always doing for others. Just take a little bit of time for yourself, even if it's 5 minutes, right? And appreciate you and who you are. That's it. A couple minutes of, oh, hey, how you doing? I just like doing that. I don't know what's happening, man. It's just more and more. I just want to talk to you more and more and more and more. So we got another recording session coming up with Bink and Bob and myself. We can't even get enough of that. I wish we could record for like a whole day straight so I get so much in the bank and release more for you because we have such a blast and I laugh my butt off with these guys. They're hilarious. And more than that, I do it and I take the time to be around them because they're good people. You know, and I think that's important in our life, too, to surround ourselves with positive and good people, because that's contagious, right? And you know, birds of a feather type of thing. It's true. You know, you're around negative people, you're thinking negative thoughts, you're around positive people or people who think more like you. And, you get reinforced that you're doing the right thing in life and you're marching forward and progressing forward to better yourself and to better hopefully better the lives of others. So have a fantastic day. This, I guess, is going to be a Saturday or a Sunday episode. I don't know. I don't normally drop them then, but we'll do it then. You know, under 10 minutes, a little episode is kind of cool just to say hello. But thanks. Thank you very much. And I really want to take the time to, again, I say it often, but thank you so much for listening. I was just going through, in fact, I'll do it right now. I'll just go through all the places in the world where you are. And I just think it's fantastic. And I don't know if you heard or ever heard the story of me discussing how I used to just listen to shortwave radio as a little kid and just try to tune in and just write down where you folks were that I was listening to. I mean, not necessarily you folks, but the folks that were listening or broadcasting the show. I'm like, who are these people? Where are they from? And, you know, who are they? Like, what's about them? Tell me about them. And you can't really find that information out. But now, when I have a show like this and you're broadcasting, and to me, to see the different countries and the places that you guys are from, it just blows my mind. And it just makes me really, really overwhelmed in a positive way and so grateful. So I'm going to read down the geographic location of our listenership, which I think it's just, I'm so grateful for it again. And I just want to say hello to you all. It's just mind-blowing and it's humbling. And regardless of where your countries are or what, you know, may be going on between different countries, just a heartfelt hello to you for listening to the show. And, you know, even when we joke about you or you joke about your country, it's jokes, right? We joke with friends. So here we go. United States is at the top of the list with the most listenership, obviously, as you can imagine, since we are based here on the East Coast of United States. So we have India, Germany, United Kingdom, Hong Kong, China, Iceland, Canada, Zimbabwe, Australia, Denmark, Brazil, France, the Ukraine, Nepal, Israel, Ireland, Poland, New Zealand, South Africa, Japan, Italy, Bulgaria, Puerto Rico, Thailand, Algeria, Singapore, the Philippines, Spain, Bangladesh, the Netherlands, Portugal, the Maldives, Mexico, Colombia, Saudi Arabia, Madagascar, Norway, Iraq, Dominican Republic, Hungary, Kuwait, Libya, Peru, Serbia, Ecuador, Chile, the Czech Republic. It's just fascinating. And to me, man, I mean, it's just overwhelming. If there's anything you folks out there want to hear about on this show, even if you have a song that might be from your country that you would love us to play here and say, you know what, I'd like to share this song from our country to the world, you know, or to all these listeners in these different places. They may never have heard that before. Shoot us an email, right? Go to findingsubjects.com. And for some reason, if you Google that, it doesn't come up. But if you use any other whatever you call that browser, it will come up, findingsubjects.com. And you can see all our platforms on there, but you can send us an email from there. Hey, Tone, this is a song that's number one in India. I'd love your listeners to play this. If I can get it up on Spotify, I'm going to play it. Right? If you have any suggestions out there, folks, hey, would you talk about this? Or would you do more of this? I like more of this as opposed to that. Send it in, man. This is all about you, and it's about us networking and getting along and creating an atmosphere here where we can all laugh and feel good about our lives. That one place where we can go to, that like there's peace and harmony here, man. You know, and like because there truly is. So to me, to meet people and to have a conversation with somebody is like the most important thing that I can do, even when I'm traveling, especially from wherever you are. A lot of you, I have met you, you know, and then maybe you spread the word. And I don't know, that's just huge for us as well. Our goal is just to get positivity out to as many people as we can on this earth, you know, just to knock down the boundaries of life and say, look, we're all kind of the same people, man. We all need to and want the same things for our loved ones and our families. Let's just kind of be cool to each other right now and spread the positivity. And that's what this podcast is about, spreading positivity. So a favor I would love to ask you folks, number one, if you want to go to iTunes or Apple, where if you listen to podcasts there, give us a really good rating and then just a nice review possibly. That really helps the algorithms kick us in and give us more observation, exposure, if you will. Secondly, if you know folks, man, if you're going down your email list, just like maybe send it out, you know, send the podcast link out to folks, Finding Subjects Podcast. We can be heard any platform, preferably, and we get no kickbacks and we don't get made any money about it, but preferably Spotify for your own listening enjoyment, because on Spotify, you can hear the songs that we talk about, right? Even if you don't want to pay for the subscription, which I will tell you, I don't own many subscriptions in my life, but I do have one for Spotify just for the simple fact that I am a music freak, and anything that I ever can think of that I want to hear, I can go to Spotify and bam, there it is. And it's just in great sound quality. It's just fantastic. But if you didn't want to pay, then go there, open a free account. You'll hear like 30 seconds of the song that we're speaking about. And then you really get the feel of where we're coming from and our really bad singing and how we joke around with that. But we're even going to take the show a little bit further and truly find the subjects, even within the lyrics. You know, finding a subject is a person, place, or thing, right? And it could be a lot of things. It's hard for me to sometimes explain to people what the genre, what the tribe is here. It's, again, if I could find one unifying quality within the entire show, it's truly about that peace and harmony and goodwill towards others out there, being empathetic and understanding to everybody in this world. And I just think if we could all focus on the one word that I always say could change the world, and that is the word respect each other. And if we could do that, man, what a wonderful place this would be. So, you know, it may be a futile goal. I don't know. I mean, but it, for someone, for me, it burns deeply inside of me. I've prayed on this for years to just please give me a purpose. And if it's just this goofy show of me laughing hysterically and making you laugh, then that's what it's about. You know, I pray on it every day. Please, God. And again, insert your own God, insert whatever you believe in. I believe in one way, we're all unified that way. But please, God, don't let me live a slothful and meaningless life. Make me matter somehow to somebody who's listening out there that might be having a really bad day or might be feeling really down or thinking the worst things. Please let them see a ray of hope out there that are like-minded people that care about others, you know, because that truly is the underlying foundation of all of us in humanity, is to care about each other, not the stuff that gets the news, like the things that are happening in Europe right now. So, peace, love, and tranquility, man, and positivity. Spread it, share it, please, and share our podcast if you would. For Finding Subjects Podcast, I'm Tony. I want to thank you again from my heart for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care and have a safe and great day.